All right, good morning. Wow, we have a lot going on this morning. Yesterday, the S&P 500 closed higher, but Tesla actually pushed the Nasdaq higher, and we'll talk about why and what happened there. We also had another record for Apple, and we'll talk about what happened there. Then we have the airlines on the move again. We'll talk about United Airlines, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, and we got to talk about what happened to the vaccine makers like BioNTech, Moderna, and Pfizer. So as you can see, it will be a full show. Today is Tuesday, January 4th. And if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hotcutter, and that super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. Now, if this is your first time watching, I know it can be overwhelming, so don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Okay, let's take a look at the market. So yesterday, the S&P closed higher, but it was kind of rocky if you look at a 5-minute chart here, right?
I mean, Marcus, you're absolutely right. After a higher start, it rallied a little bit and then just dipped and then bounced back and then dipped and got choppy, but finished the day strong, finished near session highs, finished at session highs, and finished the day up 0.6%. So a pretty nice trading day for the S&P.
Yeah, also, I mean, the Dow also up yesterday. It's pretty much the same, 0.68%. But the Nasdaq, I mean, the Nasdaq was up 1.2% yesterday. Now, before we look into this, I mean, it's pretty normal for stocks that they start off the year or the first week of the year with gains, right?
It is. And Bank of America, they noted to some of their readers that S&P 500 was up in the first week of the calendar year in 11 of the last 13 years with an average gain of about 1.6%. So it's kind of the Santa Claus rally, New Year's rally, just at the beginning of the year, we tend to see that drift higher. And I think it's safe to say that, especially with what we see today, that Santa did come to town this year.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's talk about the Nasdaq. I mean, the Nasdaq up 1.2%. And we have to talk about Tesla here, because Tesla yesterday had just a great day, up 13.5%. Pre-market trading today, kind of flat. I mean, it says down 0.23%. But for Tesla, that's kind of flat here. And Tesla, just a phenomenal day. And since it is a heavyweight in the Nasdaq, it's pulling up the Nasdaq, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, the Nasdaq lagged behind the S&P last year. And that was a bit of a rarity, because normally when you have all of the markets moving higher or the indices moving higher in a strong year, tech tends to outperform, but not the case last year. And now the Nasdaq playing a little catch up, definitely helped out by Tesla. Marcus, I think we had a little bet on where Tesla will finish the week, and we'll see. We'll see who wins that one. But so far, I mean, Tesla just a solid day, and helped out by its deliveries just making records.
Yeah, they announced it on Sunday, and this was yesterday. It was just amazing. So, boom, there you go. But hey, Tesla wasn't the only stock in the Nasdaq that made news yesterday. We got to talk about Apple. Let's talk about it.
Huge day for Apple. Apple pushing to or past the $3 trillion market cap mark. So, a huge day for Apple. It became the first U.S. company to do so, and it tripled its valuation in less than 4 years. So just like we see all the time, once you get that momentum, it just continues at a faster pace. And now, they did finish below the $3 trillion market cap, but Marcus, we're up pre-market, and it looks like we're going to open back.
Yeah, it seems that they have it again this morning. I mean, this is where I mean, analysts say, you know what, Apple keeps innovating. There's strong demand for the iPhone 13, which I find a little bit surprising, but I mean, it is what it is. Then I also saw that nearly 1.65 billion people across the globe connect to the internet through an Apple product like iPhone, iPad, or iMac. And if you think about it, I mean, so 1.6 billion, and there's 4.6 billion people connected to the internet. This means that a third of them has Apple products. And we got to consider that there's many countries where Apple products are not that popular. So where you still have Blackberries or, I don't know, even flip phones or anything like this. So, I mean, that is quite a number. That's quite a number. And so, I mean, let's just look at the NASDAQ weighting. So the NASDAQ is a weighted index. And I mean, if Apple and Tesla are having a good day, I mean, that's 15% of the weight that we have in the NASDAQ here. So this is why no surprise that yesterday the NASDAQ had just a phenomenal day with, what was it? A little bit more than 1%, 1.2%, right? Yeah.
1.2%, right? Spot on. And I mean, Marcus, this is where Apple too. I think that a lot of traders are betting on more innovation, right? There's potentially the electric car market that Apple will tap into. It's kind of weird that they haven't made a bigger move sooner, right? They seem a little bit late to the party, but I know that some traders are counting on that. Also just the metaverse, right? I mean, Facebook is now Meta and they're tapping into it. And we know that Apple with their technology is going to be a big player there. So I think it goes beyond just the iPhones right now, although you have to consider the iPhone because of its popularity and just what it represents to Apple.
Well, plus this morning I saw that BlackBerry phones will stop working on January 4th, which is today. So signaling the end of an era for the iconic cell phone. So it seems that BlackBerry is making the transition here complete to a software company, a cybersecurity company. So we got to see what is BlackBerry doing. I mean, one of the meme stocks this morning, down 1%. So seems that they don't like it, traders and investors, that we're discontinuing the BlackBerry.
And talk about a change in roles there, because BlackBerry was, you know, the CrackBerry, that was the first, you know, digital or thing in your hand that everybody was addicted to. And to see them gone based on where they started is just kind of crazy for some of the old school traders and cell phone users.
Yeah. Or, well, okay. So let's talk about a few other things. So what really, really surprised me, first of all, the Omicron variant is just crazy. So yesterday in the US, there were 1 million cases recorded, 1 million cases. And if you look at this, this is like double or triple as much as it was just a week ago. So, I mean, the Omicron variant is spreading like crazy. And yet, if you look at the travel industry, I mean, we look at, for example, Wynn. I mean, Wynn is up yesterday 3%. This morning in pre-market trading, up another percent. Then we have the airlines, United Airlines. I mean, yesterday up 4%, almost 4% in pre-market trading, another 2%. I mean, it's kind of crazy. And we can take a look at other airlines, American Airlines also, 4.4% yesterday. So what's happening here? What the heck?
Yeah, and this is still a surprise to me. I didn't expect the airlines to get that much love when there's the cancellations and then you have this you know, variant just out of control. But data continues to show that it hasn't really led to a major increase in hospitalization. So that is the big concern, because you have that, you have to shut down. There's more incentive to shut down, and that brings economic activity to a screeching halt. But so far, it doesn't seem to be the case, and it seems like the new normal, we're adjusting to it and just shifting, and we're getting through, even though the numbers look scary.
It's scary. And then, I mean, this also has an effect on the vaccine makers, right? I mean, if you look at Moderna, I mean, yesterday, Moderna down 7.5%. Basically like, oh yeah, we have a new virus, a new variant here, but it's not that bad. So I don't know. It's really surprising, because they pushed higher. I mean, this is what happened here. when we discovered, or when the world discovered, not we, when the world discovered the Omicron variant, I mean, Moderna was pushing higher here. And ever since, it has been dropping. The other vaccine makers as well. So Pfizer yesterday, down 4%, down in pre-market trading. Who else do we have? BioNTech, BNTX, also down yesterday 10%. Kind of crazy.
Sure. And then there's some misinformation or just confusing information too, because it sounds like the general idea is that the vaccines in general help, period. But then which ones really help the Omicron? Are they coming out with new boosters to combat the Omicron? Or does the third booster help? You know, this is where I think that where initially there is that huge push into the vaccine makers. Now, you know, are we going to need it, or do they have what they need, or will new companies be, you know, able to shift over and provide boosters or vaccines that are more effective? And also just the pill, right? You know, can you just take a pill at home? And I know that's more for, you know, therapy or treatment, but still, there's just so much going on where a year ago, it seemed like it was pretty straightforward with who the players were, what they were doing, and how the data suggested that the vaccine worked.
Yeah. And I mean, talking about stocks that are surprising us, cruise lines. I mean, cruise lines yesterday had a phenomenal day, up 6.5% here for Carnival Cruise Lines after the CDC basically said, don't go on cruises. I mean, the CDC issues a strong warning and recommendation like, don't do this. And yet we're rallying here, up 2.5% in pre-market trading. NCLH, let's take a look at Norwegian Cruise Lines, also up almost 7% yesterday. This morning, up almost 2%. I mean, that's kind of crazy. That goes back to what we do. Trade what you see, not what you think. Because what you think, if you look at these numbers, if you look at the COVID cases, you would think that the travel industry and cruise lines would get hit hard. But no, they don't.
Especially cruise lines. You kind of had the perfect storm where you have these numbers high. The CDC says don't go on cruises. There was in Mexico a cruise that they couldn't dock and go into port because of a breakout on a ship. You have all of this negative news, but traders don't care.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at today. So on the economic calendar this morning, we have ISM manufacturing PMI. So that's a red flag report that could move the markets. But honestly, there's just right now too much hype around Tesla, around Apple. I mean, all the good news. It seems that the market is just drifting higher. And if you look at the futures markets here in pre-market trading, I'm switching to a 5-minute chart of the E-mini S&P. Then we see pretty much since they opened yesterday afternoon, it's kind of up in the way. And so they're pointing to a higher opening. The E-mini S&P up 0.4% approximately. The NASDAQ up 0.2%, a little bit surprising there. And then the Dow up 0.5% here, but pointing to a higher opening here this morning.
Absolutely. Should be a muted to strong start there. And I agree with you, Marcus. I think the Fed minutes on Wednesday and then Friday's jobs report will be the real focus, aside from those red flag reports that we see today and tomorrow.
Definitely. Hey, one thing that I wanted to show you this morning, I saw the new Mercedes concept car. What do you think about this?
I like this.
So, I mean, Mercedes revealed a sleek electric car. So, I mean, this looks pretty slick here. I cruised through the pictures here, and it seems that it comes with a 600-mile range, which is kind of crazy. So they haven't revealed yet when this car will be available. And that's a concept car, so meaning that the actual car might look different, but well, it looks pretty slick. It looks pretty slick.
I agree, and it looks realistic for a concept car. You know, sometimes they come out with these crazy-looking concept cars that never make it to production, but that looks like you could see those, and I like it.
Yeah. All right. Anyhow, we got to get ready for trading because this morning we are trading with our mastermind members. If you'd like to know how exactly we trade these crazy markets, take a look at these videos right here. And if you enjoyed this morning update, then subscribe to this channel and we'll see you again tomorrow morning. Have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everybody.